the rest of the story. January 17, New York City, 71-year-old Helen was packed and ready to go on her trip. From the Cosmopolitan Club, she traveled by taxi to Grand Central Station. And at the station, Helen realized what had happened. In her rush to leave, she'd left her overnight case, her green crocodile leather overnight case, on the floor of the back seat of the taxi cab. Immediately, Helen notified the cab company. Neither the overnight case nor most of the articles inside were of any real concern to her, Helen explained, but there was one item in particular, something of primarily sentimental value, which she could not bear the thought of losing. It was her gold watch. Well, when Helen arrived at the Westport, Connecticut airport, bad news was waiting. The cab company had done everything in its power to recover the overnight case and its contents, to no avail. It seemed that Helen's gold watch was gone for good. Now, Helen had been robbed on several occasions, and she had never gotten anything back. She understood that those were the times in which she lived, but now she'd lost something worth fighting to regain. After waiting several days for the authorities to come up with something, Helen appealed to the news media. And on January 27, this is 10 days after her overnight case had disappeared, the New York Times ran the story of this 71-year-old woman's missing watch and her anxious plea for its recovery. Long ago, the timepiece had been made by a German ambassador, who in turn presented it to John Hitz, the Swiss Consul General in Washington. And on the occasion of Helen's 14th birthday, she visited the Washington home of inventor Alexander Graham Bell, and it was there that she met the Swiss Consul General, who gave her the watch as a birthday present. In and of itself, the watch was worth perhaps the price of its gold case. But because of its 57-year-old personal significance to Helen, the timepiece was absolutely priceless. Response to the New York Times article was swift. David Cohen, president of the Pawnbrokers Association, notified New York pawnbrokers of the situation, and within a week, Helen's watch was discovered among the myriad wares at a 9th Avenue pawn shop where it had been pawned by somebody for $20. Graciously declining to accept payment or reward, the pawn shop owner remarked that the timepiece, from its newspaper description, was easy to identify. For the German ambassador, the original owner had designed the watch for a specific purpose. He had designed that watch with raised knobs around its rim. I said he had designed the watch with raised knobs around its rim and a moving lever attached to the timekeeping mechanism on its back. And in this way, the diplomat could tell time diplomatically, with the watch still in his pocket. For the German ambassador, that watch had been a convenience. He could reach in his pocket and tell what time it was. But it was more than that. It was a necessity for the 71-year-old woman who lost it in a taxi cab in 1952, for she could neither see nor hear. Helen Keller. Helen Keller. Now you know the rest of the story.